Brilliance Audio presents Misadventures with a Manny by Tony Alio, performed by Stella Bloom and Brian Polino. I am completely heartbroken. Everything hurts, but not due to the loss I am experiencing. That sickening feeling in my gut is for my boys. Holding Lewis's and Elliot's hands, I watch my soon-to-be ex-husband, Simon, carrying boxes to his truck. His girlfriend, Kaya, our former nanny, stands by the back of a cab with a pained look on her face. What the hell she has to be pained about is beyond me. She stole my children's father from them and my husband from me. Yeah, things were rough between Simon and me. I worked a lot, as did he, but I loved him since I was 16. He is all I know, and now he is leaving us. His family. Placing the boxes in the truck bed, Simon whispers something in her ear, and she gives him a weak smile. I want to scream. I want to throw something at them. How dare he display his love right there in front of our children? I wouldn't do that to my kids. But I don't say or do anything. I have to stay strong for them, especially for our oldest, Charlie. He hasn't been handling this well. Not that I expect him to. Just then, Charlie barrels out of the house. He throws a box onto the lawn, his voice breaking as he screams, "Here you go! Take the rest of your crap!"
"Charlie, that's unnecessary,"
Simon calls,
walking toward our 14-year-old son.
"You don't need to be hostile. Is your mother hostile?"
Charlie doesn't even look at me. His fists are shaking, his face red. He loves his father. Sometimes I am convinced he loves his dad more than he loves me. They used to do everything together. Simon isn't a bad father. But not only did he betray me with the affair, he betrayed the trust of our boys. Charlie swings his leg back and kicks Simon's box hard. I press my lips together and stifle the impulse to intervene. This is between them. Quite honestly, I wish I could kick something. My heart sinks as my son makes a scene.
"I hate you. You know that? How can you do this to us? We are supposed to be a family."
"And we are."
Simon reaches for him, but Charlie smacks his father's hands away.
"Just because I don't love your mother anymore doesn't mean I don't love you."
Hearing that really stings.
"Well, I don't love you. You're leaving us? For her? She's as dumb as a box of rocks. You've said that yourself."
"Charlie, things change."
"No. You couldn't keep your dick in your pants and you ruined everything. You're running out on us, and we don't want you back."
He kicks Simon's box again, splitting open the side so the contents spill out.
"You're nothing but a piece of shit!"
Charlie roars and runs back into the house, slamming the door. Lewis and Elliot jump a bit, so I squeeze their hands tightly, fighting back tears. I normally would never let my son talk like that to his father, but I know whatever I'd say would fall on deaf ears. Charlie is too upset, too heartbroken. His pain is killing me, combining with my own pain to form a dangerous mix. How could I let this happen? What did I do wrong? Did I work too much? Did I not give Simon enough in bed? Why wasn't I enough?
"You can't help me here?"
Simon barks at me, breaking my train of thought. I look at him, meeting the angry gaze of the man I'd loved my whole adult life. But when I look at him, it is as if I don't know him. His brown eyes don't make my heart skip a beat or my skin break out in goose flesh. He isn't the dorky, computer-obsessed guy I fell for so long ago. Now he's the man who slept with our nanny in our bed. I will never get that out of my head for the rest of my life. I slowly shake my head. I stopped helping you the moment you decided you were leaving.